Hello, this is David Snyder, President of Baptist International Missions Incorporated, welcoming you to today's broadcast of Moments for Missions under the direction of our Vice President, Dr. J.B. Godfrey.
Well, I love our military churches spread around the world, and I've been in most of them and always love being with our military people and our missionaries who are there to reach them. And over in Sasebo, Japan, we have Fred and Roma Rojas, who are working there, and it's a Navy base, and I've been there on multiple occasions and preached. And the military works are interesting because military people come in and they go out. And Brother Rojas mentions two of the big ships from their base were redirected to a different part of the world. I won't say where, but several of our men and women from our church are on board these ships. So we covered your prayers for their safety and protection and for their comfort and encouragement for their families. Thank you for your prayers and for being our faithful missions partners for these many years. And we praise the Lord for you. Now, when you have a church like that where you can lose half of your congregation, maybe most of it, any given day, it makes ministry there a little bit of a challenge. But the Rojas family gives us some praises and highlights. Ali, a sailor from Guam, accepted Jesus Christ as her Savior after the church service the last day of December 2025. My wife, Roma, visited her older siblings in the Philippines for a few days and had the opportunity to lead Chona to Christ through the gospel. And she also had the privilege of being the main guest speaker for the Christian Ladies Conference at Maranatha Baptist Church in Okinawa. Over 60 ladies were in attendance, some from seven churches throughout the island. Then we had a great turnout for some of our special activities, and Dwight, another sailor, was baptized and added to God's church after reassurance of his salvation and clarification about baptism. And then Austin and Mary Chris, a Navy couple, were baptized and added to God's church following their salvation. And you notice there's always Navy couples because, again, it's Sasebo, it's a Navy base, and it's mostly what you'll see there. Well, Justin and Lydia, also a Navy family of six, have been faithfully attending our services, and they were added to God's church by statement of faith. And then Jude and his wife, a civilian family of three, have been faithfully attending our services and were added to our church by statement of faith. And then Jeff and Hazel, a Navy family of seven, also have been faithfully attending our services and were added to God's church by statement of faith. And, of course, many of these families moving there have already been in good churches, not all of them, but some of them, and praise the Lord for that. And then they had a four-day winter revival with a guest speaker, Pastor Greg Nash, and his wife Trudy from our home church in Tennessee, encouraged and challenged our folk in God's word with this question: are you growing? And both ministered to us through music and special songs. And then we had a men's prayer breakfast and a ladies' Bible study and fellowship with great turnouts despite many things that are underway. And Mrs. Nash brought a wonderful devotion to our ladies. Then we had special services on Palm Sunday and had 56 people present with many visitors. And, of course, in doing this, they're constantly out soul winning. They handed out over 570 gospel pamphlets in Ginza. Three souls got saved after the gospel was presented. And Robert, also a sailor, accepted the Lord as his Savior during our follow-up visit to his home. And his wife, Lori, claims she's already saved. Praise the Lord for that. Well, pray for the Rojas family and their faithful ministry there to our Navy families.
You've been listening to Moments for Missions. For further information, please write to BIMI, P.O. Box 9, Harrison, Tennessee, 37341, or call us at 423-344-5050. Or you can visit us online at www.bimi.org. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.